Back here for the second half. It's the third quarter edition of our Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. Scott City would get the football to begin the third quarter. They would have it at their own 33-yard line to get started, and they'd move the ball down the field into Concordia territory. And on a third and long, the Beavers convert through the air to set him up in the red zone.
Scott City is 6 of 8 on third down tonight. Have a third and 11 at the Concordia 47-yard line. Now an empty backfield as Chase Thomas is in motion. King with time will fire it down the seam for Stevens. He will make the catch, his first reception of the year. He's inside the 15 and down to the 14 on a 34-yard pass play. Stevens, his first reception of the year, and it's into the red zone.
Sawyer Stevens, who had recently converted to tight end and playing his third straight game at the tight end spot for the Beavers, made a big play and a great reception. There was a defender draped on his back when he made the catch, and he rumbled inside the 15 or the 14-yard line, and he's been a good asset for the Beavers there on that line, helping block there as a tight end, and even catching right there. A couple of plays later, Scott City would get inside the 5 to the 3-yard line, and the Beavers would put up their third score of the night on their opening drive of the second half.
Eighth play of the drive, goal to go from the 3, two receivers to the right, tight end right side. Lone setback is Thomas. He'll get the carry, cuts it upfield, and he's in easily. Touchdown, Scott City. Jace Thomas, his third touchdown of the night, and the Beavers go up 18-7 with 8:08 to go third quarter.
The extra point would be no good. Scott City would lead 18-7 with 8:08 to go third quarter. It'd be an 8-play, 67-yard drive that took 3 minutes, 52 seconds off the clock. The Beavers would force Concordia to punt on 3 and out. They would end up losing a net 7 yards on that drive. So Scott City would take over at their own 41-yard line with 6:33 to go in the third quarter. And an 18-7 lead, the Scott City Beavers would march it down the field once again. Facing a second and long, Scott City would go through the air. It would be another senior-to-senior connection that set him up first to goal.
20 to snap it here, under 3 to go third quarter, second and 9 from the 13 as Carson Fro goes in motion. Play fake for King. He has left side. This is Kevin Serrano inside the 10. It'll be near first down. He looks like he's got the first down inside the 5, near the 3. But a nice little out pattern for Kevin Serrano to the 3 to bring up first and goal.
And on the very next play, Scott City would have a 3-score lead as they would end up scoring 18 unanswered points.
Minute 45 in this third quarter, second goal for the Beavers inside the 1. Handoff Thomas for touchdown number 4, standing up easily. The line surge gives him a fourth touchdown, 24-7 with 98 seconds to go third quarter.
The extra point would be no good, but Scott City had a 24-7 lead late in the third quarter there with about 98 seconds. It was a 10-play, 59-yard drive that took just under 5 minutes, and the Beavers led 24-7 going into the fourth quarter, and Concordia would hit the football back, and they would march it down the field. And we'll pick up with that in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.